Good morning. Good morning, America. Wakey, wakey, if you're still asleep. Welcome to the kickoff show that happens every Monday, 7 till 8 a.m. On your radio.dominican.edu. So we've been missing in action for quite a while there. We had just had spring break, and we were just, you know, taking some much needed vacation, out, you know, not studying, just relaxing, just getting that energy back. So I know y'all back on campus, and everybody's just so energized and so happy to be back, and y'all can't wait to get started with your studies. Yeah, my baby in the building. So a lot has been going on, like, ever since having been coming to the studio. We just missed one show last Monday. We was in the studio, and a lot of actions, like I said, that's just been happening over the week and also over the weekend. So first and foremost, I'd like to let y'all know that Dominican University male club team got a game coming up against Chico State this Saturday on the 18th of March 2012. So if y'all are listening, please do come out and cheer for the Dominican University male club team. That's at home, not away. That's at home. So do put that on your calendar. Manchester United lost to Atletico Bilbao in the Europa League. So right now, kind of, their Europa League dream is kind of squashed. So we don't know what's going to happen on the second leg. But it's the second leg is going to be this Thursday. This Thursday is going to be on the 16th of March. 2012. So also do slot that in on your calendar if you want to watch Manchester United play. I don't know the reason why they lost, but they played they played a game which wasn't up to par with their standard. And I know, like, a lot of fans be like, we didn't have our first 11 players, so that could be the reason why we lost the game. But, you know, it is what it is. They lost. And I, you know, right after the game on the interview, Alex Ferguson, the Manchester United coach, was like, I got to admit, because we were outclassed in every department. So many, many commentators, many football analysts right now are saying that, you know, Spanish La Liga is kind of like a notch higher than the English Premier League. They'd be like, well, we guess the English Premier League is deteriorating. So that, you know, I don't know if that is the case, because Atletico Bilbao, if you look at them in the Spanish La Liga table, they're not in the first 10. They're in the first 10, but they're not in the first 4. So that says a lot, because Manchester United are the reigning English champions. So they should be good, right? Yeah, man, I was thinking the same thing. Man City was beaten also by Benfica. They were beating 1-0. So, but that's not so bad compared to Manchester United, because Manchester United got 3 goals deficit. And when they go to Cathedral Stadium in Spain, Atletico Bilbao's home, they got to score 3 goals and above for them just to stay in contention of or to try to, you know, defend their Europa League dreams. So, you know, I don't know how it's going to pan out, but do check that out on Thursday. Or Manchester City, just, you know, 1-0 is not so bad, because Benfica is going to come to the stadium, the city of Manchester United, the city of Manchester stadium. Yeah, dude, I'm so wrapped up with Manchester United. Stadium. And I know Manchester City is going to score. So, I mean, I'm not so worried about Manchester City. Return leg the same day on Thursday. Arsenal! Yeah! They was knocked out. Arsenal was knocked out despite them scoring 3-0 at home, Fly Emirates. The reason why they were knocked out was because they had a 4-goal deficit. So they were supposed to score 4 goals in the bath, but they did not. So they are out of the Champions League, and it's another season trophyless for Arsenal. So if you're an Arsenal fan out there, I am so sorry. But you know, don't lose hope. You know, you win some, you lose some. So do support your team next season again. Don't give it up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Bayern Leverkusen also were knocked out by Barcelona, beating 7-1, and they are out of the Champions League. That's 7-1, man. I mean, that reminds me of when Manchester United was playing AS Roma, and Manchester United beat AS Roma. They had a 2-1 deficit, but they beat AS Roma 7-1. Everybody was on scoring streak that day. Cristiano Ronaldo had 2. Wayne Rooney scored. Carrick had 2. Let me see. Who else scored? Nani. Dude, those were the days. Those were the days when Manchester United was just rocking. You know? Yeah. But, you know, that's that. So, also Lyon, by the way. I don't know how I was going to forget it, though. But Lyon also were knocked out by APOEL. Dude, APOEL is like their first Champions League going to the quarterfinals. So it was like a dream game for them. You know, they put on a massive performance, a great show for their fans who came to watch that game in great numbers. And a good thing is they won penalty shootout. They scored all their penalties, and Lyon lost like 3 of their penalties, so they went through to the quarterfinals. So Champions League, a lot of actions this week too. Real Madrid are playing against the Russian team. What's the name of the Russian team? If you tune in, I don't know if you do know. I do know, I'm just joking with you. So they're playing this Champions League this Wednesday and Tuesday. So Real Madrid are playing Tuesday, so do check them out. It's gonna be a massive game, because they should, a 2-2 draw will see them out of the Champions League. So they gotta win the game, not a 1-1 score. If they draw 1-1, it's gonna, you know, go to the extra time and then penalties. So that's that. Do check them out. So right now I'm just gonna give you a little quick preview of the Premier League standing. I don't know if you know, but Manchester United right now are on top of the Premier League with 67 points, because they won against West Bromwich Albion. And dude, if you saw Manchester United fans like during that game, they were so rowdy, because they knew Manchester City had lost their game against Swansea. Dude, I did not see that coming. Like, Swansea, dude, they're number 11 right now in the Premier League. And you know, I know these teams that come from the lower divisions and then they join the Premier League, they just, you know, whenever they play a big team, they don't let that get on the mind. They don't let that mindset affect them, because they just put on their all in every game that they play a big team. So they beat Manchester City 1-0, which saw Manchester City drop 2 points or 3 points against Manchester United. They was leading the table with 2 points, but so right now Manchester United are the first position. And y'all pretty much know how Manchester United be. Whenever they hold on to the first position, then they never let that go until the last game. So Premier League right now is going to go down to the wire, because 10 more games to go. And we're just going to wait and see who's going to lift the trophy. But as things stand right now, Manchester United are in a firm position to lift it. Manchester City... Number 2 with 66 points, followed by Tottenham Hotspurs with 53 points, followed by Arsenal with 49, Chelsea again 49, Newcastle 49, Liverpool 39,
Sunderland are number 8 with 37 points. They tie number 37 points, but they are, you know, on top of Everton because of goal difference. So Everton 37 points at number 9. Number 10, Fulham. Swansea City, number 11, like I said. Number 12, Norwich City. Stoke City, number 13. West Bromwich Albion, number 14. Aston Villa, number 15, with 33 points, followed by Blackburn with 25. Number 17, just above the relegation zone, is Bolton Wanderers. They're 1 point above KPR, who got 22 points. So KPR Wolves and Wigan Athletic are in the relegation zone, and they really have to do something about that if they don't want to go down. Because, you know, when you go down, then it's hard to come back up. Spanish La Liga table, Real Madrid, 79 with 70 points. 79 points. Or 70 points, rather. Beg your pardon. 70 points. They're 10 points above Barcelona. As they stand right now, they are in a far good position also to lift the Premier Division curb. And, like, everybody right now, Mourinho said it, Guardiola said it, everybody's saying it, Real Madrid are going to lift it. And, you know, there's no turning back for Real Madrid. The boys are hot. Cristiano Ronaldo scored 2 goals. Messi scored 2 goals over the weekend. It's just back-to-back goals for Messi and Ronaldo. Those boys are hot, you know. Barcelona, 60 points. Valencia, number 3, with 44 points. Malaga, number 4, with 40 points. 38 comes Levante. 38, Osasuna, number 6. Number 7, Atletico Bilbao. Atletico Madrid, number 8. Espanyol, number 10, with 36 points. Rayo Vallecano, number 34 points, number 10. Sevilla, number 11, with 33. Real Sociedad, 33. Mallorca, number 13, with 30 points. Betis, number 14, with 30 points. Getafe, 29 points. Ciudad de Murcia, number 16, with 28 points. Yeah, a girlfriend of mine taught me how to say that word. Murcia, although it's really as Murcia. Villarreal, number 17, with 27. Racing Santander, 24. Sporting Gijon, 24. Real Zaragoza with 18 points. So Racing, Sporting Gijon, and Zaragoza at the relegation zone, and also need to pull up their socks if they wanna, you know, get a notch, if they wanna stay in the Primera Division the next coming seasons. So ladies and gentlemen, pretty much that was our first segment. Y'all know the scores, y'all know what's happening right now in Premier League, y'all know what's happening in Spanish La Liga. So a lot of actions over the weekend. Champions League, y'all know, this week before the weekend, so do check those out. Gonna give y'all some music as we pay some bills, and then come back, just to give you more info of what's happening in the football world, or soccer world if you're in the United States. Yay.
Every city, every hood, and every block, get all America. Rolling through the hood, just stop by to say what's up. And let you know your baby boy ain't doing so tough. And even though you've passed going on for long years, still waking up late at night crying tears. Just thinking about those days you used to talk to me, smiling while I'm sipping on this Hennessy. And remember we'd brag on how rich we would be. To get up out this hood was like a fantasy.
And now you hear my songs on radio is banging.
Oh, I can't believe my ears and what everybody's saying. Boy, I tell you, folks don't know the half. I would give it all up just to take one ride
with you.
How I used to kick it on the front porch
with you.
How I used to lay back and smoke weed
with you.
And all the little basement party joints we do. Now I'm just missing you. How I wish.
wish that I could hold you now. Oh, I wish that I could touch you now. Oh, I wish that I could talk to you, be with you somehow. Come has been nothing but stress. Sometimes I wish that I could just trade in my success. Y'all look at me and say, boy, you've been blessed. But y'all don't see the inside of my unhappiness. Man, I swear this shit gets heavy like a ton. That's why you hear me shooting this real shit off like a gun. I wonder how my friends would treat me now if I wasn't iced up with a Bentley and a house. That's why fake-ass niggas get fake-ass digits and fake-ass players get a real player hating them. Honey, love goes platinum and y'all ass come around. But y'all don't wanna raise the roof until my shit is going down.
My songs, the radio is
fake. Oh, I can't believe my ears and what everybody's saying. Boy, I tell you, folks don't know the half. I would give it all up just to take one ride.
You.
How I used to hoop off in them tournaments. How I used to club hop on weekends.
With you.
Your family called the morning of a tragic end. Damn, my condolences. I wish that I could hold you now.
Oh,
I wish that I could touch you now.
Oh,
I wish that I could talk to you. My head be telling me to come to church. Said the Lord is the only way for you to stop the hurt. Dreaming of windows black tinted like a hearse. Waking up to life sometimes seems worse. And all I ever wanted is to be a better man. And I try to keep it real with my homies, man. Want me to save the world, I don't understand. How did I become the leader of a billion
man? My songs, the radio is playing.
Oh, I can't believe my ears and what everybody's saying. Boy, I tell you, folks don't know the half. I would give it all up just to take one ride. How I used to street perform on Fridays. And how I'd go to church on Easter Sunday. Instead of y'all throwing them stones at me, somebody pray for me.
Oh, I wish that I could hold you now.
Whoa.
Yeah, football fans out there, if you do tune in right now, do know that you're listening to The Kickoff. Yeah, my baby. Every Monday, 7 till 8 a.m. Pacific time, if you're in the United States. 5 o'clock due to the time saving right now in Kenya. So that on your radio, that Dominican.edu, So if you're tuned in, you listen to that. And there's just a lot that I got prepared for you today. First and foremost, there's this guy called Lionel Messi. Messi needs a new adjective, a new vocabulary just to describe him, because he's an out of the world player, and everybody's saying nice things about Messi. Everybody's just speechless when it comes to Messi. So what about Messi? Let's see where to start off. Where do I start off? Messi is the world's best player. He's the Ballon d'Or winner. He won that this year. Messi was born in Argentina. He's an Argentinian national player. He's a striker for Argentina. And right now, he has 50 goals in 43 games. Messi is the first player to score 5 goals in a single Champions League match. How is that for a record? So he just keeps adding one history after the other on his name. He just keeps getting his name on the history books. So far in his entire career as a football player, he has 228 goals, 93 assists, and 12 trophies. Damn. So Messi has scored 3 hat-tricks in the Champions League, equaling a record held by Filippo Inzaghi, the Italian, and only 3 Barcelona players, namely Rivaldo, Ronaldinho, and Samuel Eto'o, had previously scored hat-tricks in this continental competition. So he has become the first player to score 2 hat-tricks in one season in the Champions League. Messi has won back-to-back Ballon d'Or trophy a record 3 times, you know, and the only players, or the only previous players to have won Ballon d'Or back-to-back 3 times in a row were Michel Platini, who is the UEFA president, Johan Cruyff from Holland, and Marco van Basten, also from Holland. And you know, Messi is just 24. These guys won back to back when there was like more than 24 years, so he still got a lot of time, you know, he's still young and stuff. Messi has finished top scorer in the Champions League on 3 occasions. Yeah, so he's won the Golden Boot, Champions League Golden Boot, back to back for 3 years, and this is the 4th year running, and still he's the top scorer this season. So I don't know but pretty much a standstill right now. He's gonna again win the Golden Boot. So the only person to have scored or to have finished the top scorer for 3 seasons in a row was Gerd Müller, who is the German. And also Messi, like I said, he has become the first player in Champions League history to score 5 goals in a single match. I don't see nobody else doing that. Messi is just, like I said, an out of the world guy, man. This guy is, he's so good. Messi again. It's all about Messi, man. Messi again is the first player to net in 6 different competitions for Barcelona this season. La Liga, the Copa del Rey, the Spanish Supercopa, the UEFA Super Cup, the Club World Cup, the Champions League. And, you know, he's done all that to equal a feat set by his teammate Pedro in 2009. So, a lot, you know. Messi is just on everybody's mouth right now. Messi now has in his tally 12 goals in Europe this term, of course equaling his own total from 2010-2011, and has, you know, he's drawing a level with Ruud van Nistelrooy, who was a Manchester United player way back in 2002-2003. So Ruud van Nistelrooy had that record for the most number of goals in a single edition of Champions League. So he just has five more games and to set a new record, and I'm sure he's going to set a new record. Since his debut, since joining Barcelona in 2005, Messi has 12 plus 6, that's 18 trophies in Barcelona. So 12 plus 6, that's 18, right? Not to mention 3 Champions League trophies in there. And so he has 22 goals right now for Argentina in 67 games. He got 22, which is not so bad. Diego Maradona netted, 34 in 91 international games. So Messi still has time to catch up to all these records. Let's see. In Champions League, Messi right now has 49 goals tally in Champions League competition. Of course, right now he is surpassed Alessandro Del Piero, who got 44, Filippo Inzaghi 46, Eusebio had 47, and Andriy Shevchenko had 48. So right now Messi is the fourth place, right behind Real Madrid's legend Alfredo Di Stefano, Thierry Henry 51, and Ruud van Nistelrooy 54, and Raul, who's the legend in scoring goals in the Champions League, Raul has 71 goals. So you know, that's not so bad for Messi. He's got a lot of years coming up. He's gonna catch up to that record too. Messi's season best total for Barcelona, he got 53. He had 53 last season, and he tied with Cristiano Ronaldo in all competitions. But Cristiano Ronaldo, of course, scooped the Golden Boot, because also Cristiano Ronaldo, I don't know what Cristiano Ronaldo can do, right? He can do damage. 93 assists. How is that? 93 assists, not so bad. Including 73 in the last 4 seasons and 20 this term. Damn. 188. So since Guardiola took over as a coach, Messi has netted an incredible 188 goals in 201 official matches. 188 in 201 matches, dude. He's just only shot. He's like just a few goals, just a few more goals to catch up to that. Also, you know, just to add on that tally. So in a total, Messi has 228 goals for Barcelona. And this just leaves him just like 7 goals to reach an all-time record for Barcelona, which is held by Cesar Rodriguez. I'm sure he's gonna pass, dude. 7 goals? That's nothing. That's nothing compared to all the goals he scored right now. So, all around the world and all around the football arena, everybody is, like I said, is just talking about this guy. And his grandfather came out yesterday, Messi's grandfather, and he was like, "If y'all think Messi is good, dude, y'all should see his cousin or my grandson." So Messi got a grandson who's as good as him, you know. So this grandson plays in Argentina, but we don't know if he's gonna come to Europe. Well, of course you have to come to Europe to get noticed and to become the world's best player. So do watch out for Messi's cousin. He's as good as Messi is. Rooney tweeted and Rooney said, Rooney, this is Rooney from Manchester United, ladies and gentlemen. Rooney said, "Messi is the best ever soccer player." Rooney said that, you know. If Rooney says that, then that's what's up. That's a huge comment, man. And Messi replied to that Rooney's comment, and he was like, "Rooney's
Rooney tweeting, "I'm the best ever," that makes me so happy, and it's nice that colleagues from other teams say good things about me. He's a humble guy, man. That's what I love about Messi. He's just so humble. Eric Cantona congratulated Messi, and he's like, "Messi is good." This is Eric Cantona, the former Manchester United player, the former world's best, the famous number 7 jersey, Eric Cantona, French national, of course. Guardiola said Messi is one level above the rest. Ain't nobody compares to Messi. This is Guardiola. Messi is one level above the rest. Who? Rudi Völler, the German legend, said Messi is same as Pele and Maradona. Rudi Völler compared Messi to Pele and Maradona. Dude, this is not a joke. On the same note, Ronaldo, who is the Legion Ronaldo, not Cristiano Ronaldo, the Legion Ronaldo from Brazil, who hung his soccer boots a few months ago. Ronaldo said, "Messi is best." But, there's a but, soccer fans, there's a but right there. But, he's not as good, or he's not a legend like Pele and Zidane, the French legend, the previous world best player, who, you know, scooped back-to-back Ballon d'Or and also Champions League trophies. So the reason why Ronaldo said that was because Messi has not yet lifted the World Cup. And he said for Messi to be classified as a legend like Pele and Zidane, then he needs to help Argentina lift the World Cup. And if he does that, then boom, he's a legend. I don't know if y'all, what do you think about those comments? Do check out our Facebook fan page and post your comments. What, you know, just about what Ronaldo thinks. Sabella, who's the Argentina coach, said, "We need a new adjective for Messi. We need a new adjective to describe Messi." Dude, do you agree? You not agree? Facebook fan page, say what you think, man. Barcelona president, I don't think he will ever sell Messi. He was like, "Messi is an asset for Barcelona." And he told football fans all around the world, "Do enjoy the Ballon d'Or triple threat or triple time or three time winner. Do enjoy him because he's an asset for Barcelona right now." Neymar, who is the upcoming football greatest talent. This guy Neymar is good, man. He's from Brazil also. So Neymar also wants to be like Messi. He said, "I want to be like Messi. Messi is a good, or he's the world blessed player right now, and I just want to be like him. Ain't nobody else out there that I want to emulate, you know." So apparently some football analysts and some rumor mongers and some, you know, all these people who just spread gossip that is not true. There was like, there's some rivalry between Messi and Neymar. How can there be rivalry between Messi and Neymar? Nobody knows Neymar. I mean, people know Neymar, but damn, Neymar ain't nothing compared to Messi. You know what I'm saying? Messi is an established player and Neymar is just coming up. He's an underground player. You know, he needs one thing's for sure, man. He needs to get his tushy. He needs to get his tushy to Europe if you want to get none. So, Neymar, and I quote, said that, "I consider myself a fan of Messi. And all these people talking about rivalry between me and Messi, that don't exist. I don't know about that, you know. I'm consider myself a fan of Messi. And I just want to work hard and put on more performances like him just to become better and just to up my own game, you know."
So all your people saying that I got this beef with Macy, dude, y'all got it twisted, and I ain't like that. I'm a fan of Macy. So that's what's up. All about Macy. Like I said, we have a lot of things on the studio, a lot of news to talk about, a lot of gossip. And this ain't gossip that I'm giving you, but just a lot of, you know, football entertainment. If you're tuned in right now, this is the kickoff. Yeah, my baby. Every Monday, 7 to 8 Pacific time, only on radio.dominican.edu. We got to pay some more bills, but don't touch that dial. We're going to be back in a minute or so.
That bounce right here.
Come on now.
Time to move on. Time to be strong. Don't stop now, straight
Let's
to the top now. This what
Someone
I need.
Someone to truly understand how to treat a man.
Come on, that's for you, baby. Believe again. If you happy, then be with him. Go ahead, mommy, breathe again. Go ahead, mommy, breathe again. Don't stop now, straight to the top now. Go ahead, mommy, make it hot now. I need me a love that's gonna make my heart stop now. And what I need is simple. 5'5" with dimples. Potential wife credentials. Know about the life I'm into. Life I've been through. And how I had a trifling mental. So ride with me. G4, fly with me. Times get hard, cry with me. Die with me. White beach sands, lie with me. My advice is forget the limelight. Let's make love while we listen to Frank White. So tight, now I understand life. Yeah, take that. Come on.
Is a pretty woman next to me? A pretty woman, yeah, baby. To share the dreams that I believe.
Dream with me, believe me.
Come on. Maybe we can start a family. Start a family, baby. Someone that truly understands. Oh, yeah.
Should I say now? Come on, mom, been a whole day now. I wanna lay round and sip colada, dipped in Prada. I'm smooth as Eric Estrada, dipped in dollars. We out in Vegas, Nevada. Bubble bath in a champagne glass, about the size of a campaign ad. You don't know how you looked at me, but if love was a crime, you'd crook to me. Cause mommy, I done been around the world, seen a lot of places, been around your girl, believe I read faces. I could tell she don't want me to prevail, but I learned my lesson watching Sean dressing. So why listen to her and start guessing? Mommy, you ain't ready to ride to start dressing. I need a girl, receive my mom's blessing. Confession, my love, no contesting. I need affection.
Listen, need affection. Let's go, Mary.
Girl, what the hell is on your mind?
Yeah.
I could be done, but I'm not blind.
Come on.
There's something leaking in your mind.
Get your mind right.
Don't look too good for you and me. Always getting weak. That ain't what I need, baby. Is a pretty woman next to me?
Yeah.
Oh, please, baby.
To share the dreams that I believe.
I need a girl in my life.
Maybe we can start a family.
Start a family, baby.
Someone to truly understand, baby.
Shine forever, but as long as it's here, then we might as well shine together. Never mind the weather, go somewhere and get our minds together. Build a love that'll last forever, so let's stop the pain, stop the rain. Put stress to rest, girl, stop the games. Name the spot, mommy, I got the plane. Road too rough, I got the rain. Well, I got some things, known to put rocks and rings. Push 100-foot yachts and things, your man don't play. Have you ever been to San Tropez or seen a brother play a mandolay? Girl, I wanna just look in your eyes and watch the sun. Sunrise. No more lies, no more tears to cry. No more reasons for leaving. You, I believe in. Love you to the day
this
I stop breathing. I love you, girl. Come on.
Yes, I need a pretty woman next to me.
Next to me, girl.
To share the dreams that I believe.
When I wake up in the morning,
maybe we can start a family.
I wanna see a pretty face.
Someone to truly understand.
Is that all you want?
Is a pretty woman next to me?
Make a sacrifice
to share the dreams that I believe.
And maybe, maybe we
someone to truly understand.
How to treat
a man. This is what I need, baby.
a greater woman next to me.
Standing next to me, girl.
To share the dreams that I believe.
When I wake up in the morning,
maybe we can start a family.
I wanna see your pretty face, baby.
Someone that truly understands,
baby.
Welcome back. There's a campaign going on. If you're on campus listening or all around the United States, there's a free speech announcement, and it's like a campaign which is meant to familiarize or just let you know of your rights, your freedom of speech. So it's all about the First Amendment campaign, which is March, which begins in March 12th. March 12th is tomorrow, right? Yeah, which begins March 12th to March 16th. So if you're tuning in and if you're listening, please do check that out, because it's a stand up, sit down and speak out campaign. And they got a Facebook page, which is standupsitdownspeakout.com. That's their website. Also, do check out their Facebook page. They go by the same, standupsitdownspeakout.com. So if you aren't sure, like most Americans who don't really know their free speech rights, come to that event and do check that out. All right? Yeah. On to, you know, just to keep up, let you know what's going on in the football world. Nike Soccer, the chance is back. Yeah, that's their slogan, the chance is back. Nike Soccer got a campaign coming up, and if you're a hungry footballer who has massive talent, not hungry stomach wise but hungry talent, you know what I'm saying, if you're that kind of footballer, then Nike Soccer got this campaign that is searching for people like y'all out there. All the football players with massive talent, Guardiola or Pep Guardiola, who's the current Barcelona coach, and Nike are in a collaboration, moving from country to country, from Ghana to the United States, to China, to Peru, to Kenya, to Romania, Bulgaria, Mexico, all these countries, and they are looking for y'all. So please do go to Nike's website to check that out. Just know which date they be coming to your country, for you to just go out there and expose yourself and just to show them what you got. You know, this is the chance that everybody dies for. This is the chance that everybody looks for, just to show what they can do, for them to get noticed and for them to join, you know, the major leagues and the major outfits all over Europe and all over, you know, just all over the world. On to our next topic. I'm going to be talking about Berbatov from Manchester United. Berbatov is not happy. I am not happy myself, because we are wasting Dimitar Berbatov, and I just don't feel good about it. So Berbatov was interviewed by Manchester United Red Live, and he was like, I am so sad, and it's very painful me not playing regularly for Manchester United as I would want to. But at the same time, I understand that there is a lot of players who are good and who should be given a shot. So, but I'm just staying put for the coach, for Sir Alex Ferguson to do something about it. I'm not going nowhere. I'm you know, I'm a Manchester United player, and I understand that an individual is not bigger than the club. Of course, the club is bigger than an individual. So good for Berbatov. He's not a prima donna, and he's not those kind of players like, you know, Ronaldo, when he was in Manchester United, he had this attitude. If I'm not playing, then I am not, or things are not going to be good. You know, a player shouldn't give his superior, shouldn't give his coach or trainer an ultimatum. So Berbatov is staying put, waiting for his chance. But at the same time, you know, it's good to be honest. And he says that I'm not happy with the way things are. I'm sad and it's painful. So Ferguson, man, if you're listening to the show, dude, please give Berbatov back his playing days. Berbatov has scored nine goals in 7 games. That tells you a lot, right? This season, you know, that tells you a lot. So we'll see. So Rooney right now scored 2 goals over the weekend, right? And he's also like a good player. He's a number player. Of course, he got temperamental issues, but he's humble. He said that scoring goals is not a priority for him, but as so long as Manchester United leaves silverware, then that's what's up. That's what makes Manchester United a great team in the world, because it's not about individual performance. It's not about me scoring goals. It's about us taking silverware. You can leave scoring goals to Manchester City, Arsenal, trophyless 7 season. Yeah. I just had to rub that in. 7 seasons trophyless for Arsenal, man. Yeah. So, yeah, that's that. Sir Alex Ferguson over the weekend flew to France to watch Eden Hazard. Eden Hazard, he's 21. He's a player who's coming up in the, you know, football greatest rankings. And Ferguson went to see him because a lot of teams like Barcelona, Real Madrid, Arsenal, Man City, Tottenham, a lot of teams wants to sign him. So that made Ferguson flew all the way to France just to see how Hazard, you know, what he was made of. And right after the game, when Hazard was interviewed and was asked, like, how do you feel like Ferguson coming all the way from England just to come see you play? Hazard was like, I don't know. I didn't know he was in the crowd. So, dude, damn. But he sure feels good. Still in England, man. AVB, Andre Villa-Boas, who was the Chelsea coach, was sacked. His contract termination cost a whooping £68 million. £68 million. Just to... his sacking cost that much. So, Chelsea is in number 5 in the Premier League for a reason. They were a powerhouse way back in the day, but they've just been going down the ranks ever since they sacked Mourinho. A lot of people are saying, and I am also saying, that the reason why Chelsea is not as good as they were during Mourinho's era is because they keep sacking all their football coaches, man. Like, they don't give them enough time. They just want them to come to the club and start performing immediately. It doesn't happen like that. You gotta give somebody time, man. And I know, like, I remember Ferguson saying that you should give Andre Villa-Boas time. Just give him time. I mean, he's a young coach, man. He got, what, 35 years? And that's young for a coach, you know? I remember the likes of Ferguson, they took like several years before they started lifting trophy with Manchester United. So y'all just gotta have patience. And this guy, Abramovich, the Chelsea owner, Roman Abramovich, he's a millionaire who ain't got patience, you know? So the termination of Mourinho's contract cost a lot of money. I'm just going to give you like a list of all these coaches that have, been, or I've come to Chelsea and haven't finished like what, 2 years? Mourinho finished 2 years, but there's like the likes of Ranieri, Claudio, the Scolari, who rarely finished like what, 6 months. There is Goose Heading. There is did I say Felipe Scolari? Yes, I did. There is this unfortunate guy. What's his name? The guy who went to Egypt. Come on, man. What's his name? Oh, damn. I forgot about it. But I'm gonna just have a lot on my mind. But I'm gonna let you know once I remember the name. So they've been having, like, in a span of 6 years, they've had like 8 coaches or 9 to be precise. You know, that says a lot about a team instability, you know. So it's I don't feel good when somebody's sacked from their position as a coach. And Terry came out and he said that, I mean, they wish AVB all the best. They wish him all the best because he's a young guy. And, you know, he got massive, massive experience and massive talent as a coach. We just wish him all the best. Apparently, people are saying that John Terry, Drogba and Lampard, who are the senior players in Chelsea, are calling the shots. And they call the shots for Andre Villas-Boas sacking. So, AVB's junior, Di Matteo, who was Chelsea's player way back in the day, he's now he's like the temporary coach for Chelsea. And he's like, I've just been speaking to everybody, and right now everybody's behind me, you know. Just, you know, keep saying that before you get soaked, man. You know, you should see that coming. Yeah, so he's the coach right now. He's won 2 games so far, so 2 is 2 for 2. 2 games in charge, 2 games win. That's good. So we just wait and see who's if he's gonna be around that long. Chelsea are looking for a coach, by the way, and people like Mourinho are still being linked with Chelsea. Mourinho and Guardiola, but let's wait and see what's that gonna turn out. How that is gonna turn out. Still on Chelsea. Chelsea are thinking about leaving Stamford Bridge because they want a bigger stadium. They are looking to build a stadium which is going to accommodate like 60,000 fans. So people don't want Chelsea to move from that stadium because they'd be like, that's where history is at. That's Chelsea's home. And it has been Chelsea's home ever since they came to the Premier League. You know, so they don't want Chelsea to move. And it's because also, like, a lot of people are saying it's good business, you know. It's just like, you know, if you got a big powerhouse team that is situated in your area and, you know, they're thinking about leaving, that means that tourists and business and, you know, just tax and a lot of that stuff is going to go down the drain. So let's hope they're not going to move, but they have an option of just, you know, remaining there, but at the same time, you know, expanding their stadium just the way Manchester United did. You know, initially Manchester United capacity was like 70,000, but right now Manchester United can host 78,000, right? They've just been expanding their stadium, Old Trafford to be precise. Still on England, Wenger was like, I believe everybody is free to talk about the England job. And I don't know about the gagging that has been placed for managers not to talk about the England job. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm talking about the managerial position for the 3 stars. They don't have a coach, of course. They also sacked, or not, they didn't sack, but that guy, what's his name? Damn, I don't know what's up with me today, man. I forget about all this guy's name. The previous England coach, not Sven Goran Eriksson, he was sacked long time ago, but Fabio Capello. Yeah, Fabio Capello, he resigned. So the FA don't want people to, you know, speculate and just to talk about the England, that position. They be like, if shoot a warning for all the Premier League trainers. And Wenger was like, anybody can talk about anything, and I don't know about their curfew. Well, Wenger's an outspoken guy, which is good. Suarez and Cavani came out and said they're opening to Paris Saint-Germain or PSG switch. They'll be like, they'll be so honored to join their team, national team captain, who is Diego Lugano. So Liverpool fans, I know y'all don't want to hear that, but Suarez said it, that he's open to a move. And I'm sure this is just because of all the frustration that he's been getting in England, man. First, the rest row being fined like almost like 40,000 sterling pound, you know. So, I mean, I know he's frustrated right now. He's not as happy as he used to be when he came to the Premier League. So Cavani, Suarez, PSG move. What y'all think? Facebook fan page, the kickoff. If you're tuned in right now, you've been listening to Yama Baby, the kickoff every Monday, 7 till 8 a.m. only on radio.dominican.edu. I'm going to pay some bills when I get back. Don't touch that dial.
At the light, about to be VIP for the night. Shorty in a drop top V, made a right. Pull up to a bumper, baby, beat twice. Jumped out the whip like I was the police. Didn't have a gun, but my wrist said freeze. Black Friday on a DVD. She's a baller and I'm a baller, but what? To all my hot girls living fiesta. To all my hot boys living fiesta. To all my Chi-Town niggas fiesta. And all my uptown niggas fiesta. To all my players and my hustlers fiesta. And if they're sitting on them things fiesta. To all my honeys in the club fiesta. And if you're rolling with a thug fiesta. We be off in the club sipping la. Red eye deep in the cut, puffin' lie. Strippers in the back of the club, showin' lie. Soon as I get a buzz, I'm showin' lie. House on top of the hill, countin' what? Who's gonna buy the bar? Got enough. Take the haters out in the back, rough them up. I'm a baller, now where's my baller's reward? To all my hot girls living fiesta. To all my hot boys living fiesta. To all my Chi-Town niggas fiesta. And all my uptown niggas fiesta. To all my players and my hustlers fiesta. And if they're sitting on them things fiesta. To all my honeys in the club fiesta. And if you're rolling with a thug fiesta. We pop Chris on a daily basis. Plus we got honeys all up in the place. About to wild out in a major way. So put your hands up if you made your pay. Add a little juice to the Tanqueray. And let the ice show till it blind the face. Rockman sitting on Capitol Hill. Trackmaster make capital deals.
Now look, you got the iced out with the blingy bling. And a big body sitting on them gleamy things. Now Rockland niggas know the means of cream. Kellyanne be thug and it seems the king. Got PJ niggas in Cabrini green. Hot chicks down to do anything. Cock the more chicks, cop more bricks. Pop more Chris and Kelly drop more hit. What you know about the cats that be spinning the dough? Every day drink Henny and a bottle of Mo. Ride whips, hit chicks, blowing 20s a dro. To the club 30 deep, plenty ice to show. Mommy said she never rolled in a six before. Never seen a young cat this rich before. Yeah, Kelly made a way for these niggas to blow. Thugged out 2G, rock land for show. Come on.
To all my hot girls living fiesta. To all my hot boys living fiesta. To all my Chi-Town niggas fiesta. And all my uptown niggas fiesta. To all my players and my hustlers fiesta. And if they're sitting on them things fiesta. To all my honey.
Molly's in the club, fiesta. And if you rollin' with a thug, fiesta. To all my hot girls living fiesta. To all my hot boys living fiesta. To all my Chi-town niggas.
Ah, yeah, we back. So, we, you know, just before I leave, let me just give a shout out to my number one fan out there, all the way from Kenya, Stella Mwanya. She's my number one fan. And I just want to say I love you so much. Thanks for tuning in. You know, you're the best, babe. And, you know, yeah. Nick, also my number one fan. Fritz in Dominican, also, you know, some of the fans. So thanks for y'all. Thanks y'all for tuning in. And before I leave, I just want to give y'all the fixtures for the coming weekend. Arsenal are going to play Newcastle on the 12th of March. That is this midweek. Liverpool is going to play Liverpool versus Everton on the 13th of March. This on Tuesday, tomorrow. Arsenal are playing today, by the way. Today is 12th of March. Sorry, I got the dates all twisted. Fulham are playing Swansea on Saturday the 17th. Wigan will be playing West Brom on the Saturday the 17th. Wolves versus Man United. Man United are going to be away. Are they still going to be on top of the table after the coming weekend? I don't know, but do check that out. Newcastle are going to play Norwich City. Man City postponed. Man City against Chelsea. That's postponed to Monday, the 19th of March, 2012. So do check that out. The FA, Barcelona, no, not Barcelona, man, shit. This is, Everton are playing Sunderland on the 17th of Saturday, March. Tottenham versus Bolton, Chelsea versus Leicester, and Liverpool versus Stark City. So the La Liga, also, do check out the fixture. And I'm sure y'all want to know if Real Madrid is still going to, you know, keep on with their impressive run. If y'all know, y'all want to know if Barcelona is going to do something, you know, just to kind of cut their points and all that. You know, we still have one more El Clasico coming up. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's all for today. And I just want to wish you a lovely week and do Tini next Monday. Remember, the kickoff every Monday, 7 till 8. AM, Yama baby, only a radio that Dominican.edu. So until later, amigos, be good, be blessed, and stay well. Peace out.
Play Misty for me. Yes, that's right. DJ Misty is back.